1320 WILS, the Michigan Court of Appeals this week upholding the University of Michigan's campus ban on guns. My next guest, Jim Makowski, probably sees things differently. He's an attorney with Michigan Gun Owners. Yes. Jim, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, now the suit or the challenges brought by this Ann Arbor resident named Joshua Wade, right?
Correct.
And are you familiar with this guy?
I am familiar with him.
Okay, now what's the connection you have with him?
I am not representing Mr. Wade, but I'm very familiar with the case, and I know that the suit was brought on his behalf against the University of Michigan, which has enacted its own firearms ordinances, which we believe are contrary to state law.
Okay, now how so? How is it opposed to state law?
Well, the Michigan legislature the precedent says that Michigan state legislature has taken upon itself the duty to regulate firearms in their entirety. And U of M has enacted their own local ordinances prohibiting the firearms on the camps, which is directly in contrast to state law.
Okay.
And
I should note the majority says that they point that out, but they say the university is not a local unit of government. It's defined as a city, village, township, or county. What do you say to that?
Well, that's what the statutory language says, but the case law, it's a case called People v. Llewellyn, and it's a 1983 case, I believe. It's pretty clear that the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that the Michigan State Legislature has taken upon itself to regulate the complete field of firearms, and the majority opinion in Wade versus U of M seems to indicate that the University of Michigan Board of Regents is a co-equal level of government to the state legislature, and that's absurd.
They called it a state-level entity, and what the majority opinion wrote was, quote, more specifically, it's a constitutional corporation of independent authority. What does that mean?
Well, basically, they're calling it a quasi state agency, and they're also claiming that they're on par with the legislature, and that's just a great stretch. Take that theory, and you're going to say that they can legalize murder because they can make their own rules. They are claiming that they are exempt from state law and state regulation.
Talking to Jim Makowski with Michigan Gun Owners, is this the case across the state that colleges are ban guns from campus?
Well, this ruling will only apply to the three constitutionally chartered state universities, which would be University of Michigan, Michigan State University, and Wayne State University. The remainder of the Michigan's colleges and universities will still not be able to regulate firearms under the state preemption statute.
Okay.
But
what is that? The state preemption statute. What is that?
Well, there's a couple statutes in play. MCL 123.1102 says no local unit of government can regulate firearms, and the case law states that other entities cannot regulate firearms as well.
Okay.
There's also a portion of the concealed pistol licensing statute which states that you cannot carry in a classroom of a university or a dormitory, but you're otherwise able to carry on campus. And
you're saying these three universities are covered under those statutes?
Well, arguably with the Wade versus U of M decision, those three universities are not covered under that statute. That's what the Court of Appeals has said.
Okay.
All the rest of the state colleges and universities would be covered under this ruling.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
Well, for right now, until the Michigan Supreme Court decides to grant cert on this and take up this debate, for right now, U of M, MSU, and Wayne State can ban firearms on school property for both students, employees, and faculty, and the general public.
And do all three have bans in place right now?
No, U of M has a ban, and I believe Wayne State has a ban. Michigan State does not have a ban. They do allow firearms on campus in certain locations. I believe they do not allow them in dorm rooms, but they do allow or classrooms, but they do allow them in other parts of the university, on the university property.
Why do you think we see a different policy at MSU versus the other two?
I can't hazard a guess. I hate to say something nice about Michigan State, but their firearms policies are better than U of M's.
Okay, but it, really you can only walk through campus with a gun. You can't have it in the dorm room or in the classroom, it sounds like.
Correct.
Okay. We're talking to Jim Mikowski with Michigan Gun Owners, and what do you expect will happen next in this case?
Well, I believe that an appeal will be filed. I don't know if that is a certainty yet, but it's my belief that they are going to be filing an appeal, and I ask the Michigan Supreme Court to address this issue. The idea that a university has the same power and authority as the legislature is just, it's a great stretch. It's absurd.
U of M's had this ban since, 2001, right? Why did this suddenly get challenged now?
I think it was just the time had come. Where gun rights groups are becoming more active, and they're willing to litigate to uphold Article 1, Section 6 of the Michigan Constitution.
Why do we need guns, though, on campuses like U of M or MSU?
Well, what happened down in Rutgers? What happened at University of Virginia a few years ago? What happened at Ohio State last year with the guy wielding the knife? You know, just because you're on a college campus doesn't mean you're safe.
Okay, we haven't had any incidents here, though, have we?
We have not had any incidents here, but it's not a stretch at all to think that we might have an incident here. And the only way you can stop a bad guy with a weapon is a good guy with a weapon.
Yeah. I should know Joshua Wade, the plaintiff here. He's also involved in the Ann Arbor High School case, right?
He had some involvement in that, but he was not one of the named complainants in that case.
Now, is the Michigan Gun Owners, are you involved in that Ann Arbor High School case?
Yeah, that's my case, actually, and we are on appeal, waiting on the Michigan Supreme Court to make a decision whether they intend to hear the case. It's my belief they will, but we're patiently waiting.
Yeah, so in that case, that's a case where the appeals court also ruled that the high school's ban stands?
That's correct. Okay. They side with the high schools.
What do you make of that the courts are siding with the bans?
Yeah, I think it's wrong that they would do this. I think they're politicizing the issue. You know, to us, it's a safety issue. There's no good reason to prevent a law-abiding citizen from being able to have their gun wherever they are.
So, do you think the judges are looking at this legally, or is it beyond just the what's in the?
I think they're looking at this on an emotional level, and you know, everyone thinks, oh, kids and guns don't mix. And I agree with that to a certain extent. You know, everyone has the same goal to protect our children, but we have a vastly different way that we wish to go about it. We're not going to put blinders on and think that the kids are going to be okay simply because we hoped them to be. You know, we want to have the ability to protect our children. That's why we're litigating these things. That's why we feel so passionately and so strongly about these issues.
Has the Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, taken up one of these ban cases before?
No.
Okay. So this would be have they decided not to hear cases that could have been in front of them?
Well, there was a case that had a very similar background in this, Cavalier District Library versus Michigan Open Carry. And that was a 2012 case, and we won that at the Court of Appeals level. And the Cavalier District Library tried to appeal that to the Michigan Supreme Court, and they were denied. So we had a victory at the Court of Appeals level on this issue, but not relating to schools in the past.
Interesting. So is there a difference between a library case versus a university or high school case?
We don't believe there is, but the Court of Appeals has decided to try to create a distinction.
Interesting, because the appeals court then ruled for you in the library case, but against you on the high school and university case. Well, what's the difference? How did they make a distinction there?
They felt that the schools were a different type of entity that they did not classify as a local unit of government, and that they carved out an exception. Well, the case law is pretty clear that it's not just local unit of governments who are preempted from making their own firearms regulations. It is you know, the legislature has taken that authority and that ability to regulate firearms onto itself. The case law is very clear.
Right. One last thing. If the ban is shut down by the Supreme Court, what would that do to MSU's policies on guns?
Well, I am not totally familiar with MSU's policies on firearms.
Well, you said they're not allowed, right, in the dorm rooms and in classrooms. So what happens then?
Well, they would still not be allowed. The state concealed pistol licensing statute does not allow you to have a concealed pistol in a classroom or university dormitory.
Okay, so that would remain. Really, we're just talking about guns on the campus itself.
Right. Then. I mean, right now, you know, if you're walking through Ann Arbor, as you well know, you can cross a line on the sidewalk and all of a sudden you're on university property. And without even knowing it, and, you know, right now that's criminalized.
Okay. So really, and do you support banning guns in dorms and classrooms?
I don't really support it at all. If it's what the legislature wants to do, that's fine. I don't think it's doing anybody any good. Right. I mean, the idea that someone's going to take a dispute in a classroom and become violent, that's why the legislature did that.
Okay.
You know, they felt it would be a hindrance on free speech. I think that's pretty specious reasoning. If someone's out to do a criminal act, they're not going to care whether they have a concealed pistol license or not.
You're saying there's no legal way to challenge that aspect of it, the ban in classrooms and universities?
No, that is enacted in the statute. Okay. Until the statute is repealed, you know, they are able to ban, and in fact, firearms are banned in university dorms and classrooms.
And that's one last thing. That's just for the three or for all universities?
That's all across the state.
The entire state. Jim Makowski, attorney for Michigan Gun Owners, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.